Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Late summer storms hammer central Kansas. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. The Sedgwick County Commission has approved changes to stormwater management. What it means for county residents coming up.
Wichita woman sentenced for the death of her young son. I'm Dan O'Neill.
New migrant detention center planned for Louisiana. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
No injuries reported after late summer thunderstorms pounded parts of central Kansas Wednesday evening. Hail as large as baseballs reported from Salina to Wichita. Winds up to 70 miles per hour were reported, with a 71-mile-per-hour gust at Wichita's McConnell Air Force Base, according to the National Weather Service this morning. The storms caused some damage to trees, vehicles, and buildings, and the storms knocked out power to about 5,000 customers in the Wichita area.
Sedgwick County Commissioners, the nation's largest maximum security prison begins its new role, hosting a federal immigration detention facility.
Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry said this Louisiana lockup is in a location that discourages escape attempts, even by the worst migrant criminals.
Bordered by the Mississippi River, swamps filled with alligators, and forests filled with bears.
Within this prison, Camp 57 can hold hundreds of detainees. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the most violent immigrants will come here.
Those individuals are being moved from other facilities around the country to be here so that they are co-located.
For many, this lockup will be the last stop before deportation. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Sedgwick County Commissioners have approved changes to county code regarding stormwater management.
In 2016, stormwater quality and downstream channel protection standards were removed from development requirements in unincorporated Sedgwick County outside of urban boundaries. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty says water concerns affect him and his constituents.
Water quality and quantity is one of the number one issues in my district. It is one of the number one issues in my district. And I think that as someone who's voting on these things and leading in these conversations, that I'm expected to try to deal with some of these challenges.
State officials confirm that surface water pollutants such as atrazine have been found in the groundwater associated with sand pit lakes in the county. Stormwater runoff into Lake Afton includes nutrients from fertilizers that feed blue-green algae blooms, which are toxic. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Commissioner Jim Howell was the lone no vote, saying he was not in favor of increasing water regulations above what the state and federal government have already established. He also said the changes would make it more expensive to construct homes in the county.
A Wichita woman sentenced to life in prison for the death of her 2-year-old son.
30-year-old Stephanie Aviles was convicted of first-degree murder in the death of 2-year-old Jacob Aviles on September 29, 2019. She was also found guilty of child abuse and aggravated child endangerment for an incident that took place in June of 2019. Aviles was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole for 25 years for murder, 34 months for child abuse, and 7 months for child endangerment. Avila's then-boyfriend, Bernito Gonzalez-Mahela, faces the same charges and is scheduled for a jury trial to begin December 8th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Big golf event starts today in Wichita, and we'll preview that coming up in sports.
Congress continues to debate how to handle releasing the Epstein files. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News time now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. In Portugal, Lisbon residents are waking up hours after at least 15 people were killed when the 140-year-old Gloria Funicular Railroad derailed and crashed into a building at speed in the Portuguese capital. Another 18 people have been hospitalized, 5 of them in serious condition. It is still unclear how many people were on board when the small cable railway derailed.
Congress continues to debate how to handle releasing the Epstein files.
Survivors of Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking operation spoke at the Capitol, saying they're comprising a list of names of powerful people who were involved with Epstein. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says to avoid any retaliation against them, she's not afraid to name names.
If they want to give me a list, I will walk in that Capitol on the House floor and I'll say every damn name that abused these women.
The House voted to formalize its probe into the convicted sex trafficker and his associate, Ghislaine Maxwell. This after the Oversight Committee received over 30,000 documents related to Epstein from the Department of Justice this week. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The Seattle Police Department is released from federal oversight.
A federal judge granting the city's motion to return control of policing practices to the Seattle Police Department. The Justice Department has had oversight over the department since 2012 after an investigation found officers were too quick to use force in a 2010 shooting. The city entering into a consent decree with the DOJ to overhaul policing efforts, including crisis intervention, stops, and detentions. In court filings, city officials detail how the department has curtailed officers' use of force and significantly updated training. A rep for the DOJ saying in a statement the reforms transformed the department into an example for other police forces. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
An appeals court gives the green light to a specific gun control measure in Illinois.
An Illinois ban on carrying firearms on public transportation can stand. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals delivered that opinion this week, overturning a lower court decision that found the gun control measure violated Second Amendment rights. The public transportation ban was imposed in Illinois in 2013, but has faced several legal challenges over the years. In the latest ruling, the majority opinion for the three-judge panel wrote in part, the Illinois restriction is situated in a centuries-old practice of limiting firearms in crowded, confined spaces. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We have a traffic accident. It happened. It's eastbound on K-254. It's pretty close to Rock Road. It's between Rock Road and Woodlawn. And actually, traffic is being diverted at Woodlawn. You're not allowed to get through. They've closed down K-254 eastbound right there at Woodlawn due to this traffic accident. So expect to have to take a detour there or avoid the area if you can. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist forecast here with Ross Jensen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Steve and Ted. Well, we survived last night. Wow.
Yeah, you were working pretty hard last night.
Yeah, it was kind of a wild ride. I mean, not a very big thunderstorm, but the fact that we had two of them that were so significant coming in with reports of tennis ball size hail, even one report of baseball size hail. And I know some of us will have some cleaning up to do in the wake of last night's storms. We don't have anything like that on the horizon again. This next front that's coming in later tonight has a chance, a good possibility that we're going to be getting some more rain. But first of all, it's not going to be very much. And it won't even be thunderstorms. I mean, this is just going to be some off and on showery kind of weather heading through the day on Friday. And it's probably going to be a soup kind of day tomorrow. I mean, we're talking about wet weather and looks like temperatures only in the low 60s. So kind of a chilly day on the way. And our high today with sunshine should get up to 79. The cold front will come through later tonight. We could begin to see some wet weather before the sun comes up tomorrow. And then we're just off and on with the rain showers Friday. So if you're headed to the state fair tomorrow, jackets, sweatshirts, probably an umbrella. And then high school football games tomorrow night, the rain should begin to move out around 7 o'clock in the evening. So we just might luck out where the rainy weather is ending about the time that some of the games kick off. We'll be reaching a high tomorrow of 64 and then cooling into the 50s at kickoff. And then Saturday, we're back to sunshine at 72. Should have a really nice weekend coming up. Right now in Wichita, we've got a clear sky. It's a kind of a cool start, 57. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
You know, we live in a day and age where everybody's got cell phones. So you all were probably getting some really good video coming into your newsroom, and so I saw some on a couple of the TV stations. People like to take pictures. That hail was very impressive. Very impressive.
Yeah, it really was. And then that low-hanging, swirling cloud, I mean, that really looked very ominous.
That cloud was amazing. Wow. All right. All right, sir. Thank you. And that, of course, is the Storm Team 12 forecast with Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Steve and Ted in the morning here on 714. You know, the Powerball jackpot continues to grow, Ted, after there was no winner last night. $1.4 billion jackpot drawing.
The numbers drawn were 3, 16, 29, 61, 69, and a Powerball of 22.
With no big winner on Wednesday night, the jackpot continues to grow and is now at least $1.7 billion, making it the third biggest Powerball jackpot of all time with a cash value of at least $770.3 million. There were several match $5, $1, and $2 million winners across 13 states. The next drawing will be Saturday night. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Ted, what's your favorite sport of all Americans?
Oh, football.
Absolutely. It's a kind of a no-brainer.
Obviously.
I've got a list of sports and how many are favorites and what the favorites are.
Okay.
We'll be sharing that with you coming up here in just a few minutes.
Oh, all right.
On KNSS. I don't know if it's a good omen or a bad omen. It's coming to work this morning. And, of course, we're on East Douglas between Rock and Webb at our studios. And I looked up and there was a deer just kind of standing in the roadway. And then just
a female deer?
A doe. It looked like a young one, but I don't know. It could have been just a small deer. But she didn't seem to be too concerned about me coming.
Oh, really?
And just kind of took off over there. So, yeah.
You always run into the wild.
I'm always seeing. I went to QT later and came back, and a bunny, a rabbit ran across.
See?
So I've had a deer and a rabbit run across the road in front of me.
You're like Snow White.
Yeah.
The animals are following you everywhere.
That's right. There you go. Okay, let's see here. September 4th, that's today, and it was on this date 53 years ago. 1972, at the Munich Olympics, Mark Spitz became the first Olympian to ever win 7 gold medals.
Mark Spitz.
Yeah, that was 1972.
He had a great mustache.
Yeah, he had a great mustache.
Great 1972 mustache right there.
It was a dandy, yeah. having a birthday today. Tom Watson's having a birthday.
Yeah.
Tom Watson is 76 years old. Legendary golfer. He won 8 major championships, or has won. Heading the PGA Tour money list 5 times, of course. Born in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah, lives in Kansas.
He says he still lives there?
All right. In Overland Park.
Good for him.
Yeah, number one golfer in the world in the late 60s into the early 70s. Tom Watson, that's a legend right there.
Coming up just after our 7:30 news this morning, we're going to give you a list of the most popular sports in America. And also, what happened with the Edsel? The Edsel went on sale in 1957 on this date,
yeah.
The Ford Edsel. What happened? Why didn't it go? Well, I've got some information here about that. Well, this 7:35 segment is going to be really good.
Oh, I got to wait for that, too?
Usually I just kind of slough it off, but not this morning.
You are nailing it today.
I'm on fire today. Ted Woodward here with Sports This Morning with Steve and Ted. 7:17 on a Thursday morning, Ted.
And it's time for the football season. The last time we had a NFL game, it was the Super Bowl 7 months ago. Philadelphia Eagles beating the Kansas City Chiefs. Here we are 7 months later. Now it's time for another NFL season, which begins tonight with the first game, and it is in Philadelphia. The Super Bowl champion Eagles hosting their division rival, the Dallas Cowboys. Live coverage for pro football begins at 6:00 tonight. Game will kick off at 7:20 p.m., and that is live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Eagles are an 8.5-point favorite going into this one to begin the season, to pick up another win. And they're the biggest favorite in the NFL on opening weekend. So we get going with the NFL tonight. There's even a high school game tonight, and it's your alma mater, Steve. Just a few high school games in the state tonight to get the season going. Wichita West is on the road at Topeka.
Wow.
Heading up the road to take on Topeka tonight for the Pioneers.
Well, when I was in school, we got to go to Ark City.
Well, there's a road trip.
And Newton.
Yeah, see?
It's a Pioneer tradition.
Exactly. So there you go. Most of the high schools will open up tomorrow night, but tonight we got West on the road at Topeka. And we'll be talking K-State football tonight, the weekly edition of the K-State Chris Klieman radio show with the head coach of the Wildcats. That'll be at 5 p.m. before the NFL game. That's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. K-State coming off its first win of the season is getting ready to host Army on Saturday evening in Manhattan. Big golf week for Wichita, as some of the best female golfers in the world are here in Wichita for the next 4 days. It's the Annika Women's All-Pro Tour stopping in Wichita for its finale of its season for the Heritage Classic Tour Championship, the fourth annual. It's all taking place out at Rolling Hills Country Club on the west side, as, of course, that's the birthplace of the LPGA. What better place to finish and talk about the LPGA's 75th anniversary season? 134 elite pro female golfers are in town for the next 4 days competing. The first round begins this morning in a half hour. And the final group will tee off at 2:15 this afternoon. So a lot of golfers on the course today. The winner by Sunday will get $20,000.
All the hail's gone. Should be great. Great golfing great. Out there.
And even better, at the end of the weekend, World Golf Hall of Famer, the namesake of the tour, Annika Sörenstam herself, is going to be in Wichita on Sunday for the final round.
Well, great.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah. Get ready for that at Rolling Hills. First round of that tournament starts in just about a half hour. Minor league baseball last night, they didn't get it played downtown at Equity Bank Park. The Wichita Wind Surge in a playoff race against the Tulsa Drillers. And they could not play last night. There was hail in the area, and they had to call it off because of technical difficulties. First home postponed game for the Wind Surge in 3.5 years. Doesn't happen very often.
Wow.
But they couldn't get it done last night. So they'll play two today, a pair of 7-inning games starting at 2:05 this afternoon. Wichita still trying to continue its 7-game winning streak, one game behind Tulsa for a playoff spot with 11 games to go. So these two today are big time for the Wind Surge downtown. The Kansas City Royals in Major League Baseball hosting the Los Angeles Angels last night, and for a second straight night, the Royals offense just could not get the job done.
For a second straight night, the Angels went ahead on a sixth-inning Joe Adell home run. Last night, it was a three-run homer, and it gave the Angels a 3-2 lead. The Angels went on to beat the Royals 4-3. KC took a 2-0 lead in the third on an error and a sacrifice fly off the bat of Mike Yastrzemski. Royals tied it in the seventh, 3-3, on an Adam Frazier RBI double, but the visitors went ahead to stay on an eighth-inning Joe Adell infield hit, his fourth run batted in.
Yeah, just good. And once again, the Royals, the top five hitters in the Royals lineup last night, 1 for 18. Just completely getting stymied by the Angels. All right, so we'll move on to a further action tonight. The Royals will play tonight, trying to avoid a sweep. The Royals and the Angels, and you can listen to that one at 6:30 tonight, and that is here on 1330 AM KNSS. In some baseball action. Hey, the soccer! It's a doubleheader, doubleheader for the Wind Surge, doubleheader two for the soccer for Neumann University. Season opening games, the Neumann men hosting West Texas A&M at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and then the women hosting William Jewell at 6 o'clock this evening as the Neumann soccer season gets underway. Home opener for Friends University, women's soccer, tonight at 7 o'clock right across the street, Friends hosting Texas Wesleyan. And happy birthday to former Kansas City Royals Hall of Famer Frank White and former Wichita Wranglers manager. Frank White is 75 today. Royals fans didn't like him all that much when he came up and replaced the very popular Cookie Rojas.
Cookie Rojas, you bet.
But White combined with George Brett, and they played more than 1,900 games together on the infield for the Royals, becoming legends in the process. Frank White, 5-time All-Star, 8-time Gold Glove winner at second base, 6 straight at one point. Spent his entire career with the Royals. He's in the Royals Hall of Fame. His number 20 is one of very few numbers retired in Royals franchise history. And he managed the Wichita Wranglers for 3 seasons in the mid-2000s.
Job.
Yes, he did.
And they never named him manager of the Royals.
Nope. Which kind of...
He grew up within a couple of blocks of the old stadium down there on Brooklyn.
Yep, he was a hometown kid.
Yeah.
And he's been a politician of late, and he's been instrumental in kind of quashing some of the Royals...
Yeah.
Efforts to build a new stadium.
And one more thing, one of his high school buddies was a guy named Ron Blackwell, who was Wichita Fire Chief for a while. Remember Ron Blackwell?
Mm-hmm.
You bet.
Okay, go ahead, sir. That's okay. That's sports brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company with WBC Delano's debut brew, Hatfield's Mama, a German Kolsch with a clean, crisp character that's smooth and refreshing. Make history with Hatfield's Mama. Wichita Brewing Company Delano's debut brew, and that's available at all 3 WBC brew pubs.
House call for hell. Some of the nation's youngest patients might be overprescribed. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Thursday morning, and 59 degrees. The city of Chicago continues efforts to fight off President Donald Trump's potential troop deployment to crack down on crime.
President Trump on Wednesday again saying National Guard troops should be here in Chicago to assist in crime fighting.
We could straighten out Chicago. All they have to do is ask us.
But he also said that he may pass up Chicago and focus on other cities.
I'll tell you who is supporting us, the people of Chicago. And I sort of want them to let it be known they have incompetent people.
Democrats, Governor J.B. Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson calling the president's actions an overreach and an invasion, even as D.C.'s Democrat mayor following a troop deployment there says the president's crime crackdown is working. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
An inmate died at the Sedgwick County Jail.
Officials say the inmate, a 63-year-old Oklahoma man, was found unresponsive in a cell around 10 o'clock Tuesday night. Following an emergency response by the staff, he was transported to a local hospital where he later died. The sheriff's office says evidence indicates the death was the result of suicide through self-asphyxiation. The death remains under investigation by the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office and the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says there were two driving under the influence fatalities in the state over Labor Day weekend. The reporting period ran from Friday night through Monday night. During that time, troopers assisted 643 motorists and worked one DUI-related fatal crash that killed two people. DUI arrests were up this year, with 22 arrests compared to 12 in 2024 and 16 in 2023. Speed citations decreased slightly from prior years.
A man has been busted after threatening a California Catholic monastery.
Police say Joshua Michael Richardson of Alabama drove all the way to California, showing up at a monastery armed with brass knuckles, knives, high-capacity magazines, and body armor. Investigators say Richardson had sent threatening emails to St. Michael's Abbey, then showed up there in person and made more threats. A priest notified the Orange County Sheriff's Department soon after deputies found and arrested Richardson without incident. The Sheriff's Department's increased patrols near the monastery, which sits on a 320-acre former ranch. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Former President John F. Kennedy's grandson is considering running for the congressional seat being vacated by the retiring New York Democrat Jerry Nadler.
Jack Schlossberg telling the New York Times he might toss his hat into the ring. Nadler's retirement after more than three decades in Congress also prompting former Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, who lost her seat to Nadler due to redistricting, to consider a run. Meanwhile, former first daughter Chelsea Clinton is discounting rumors that she is considering running for the seat. In New York, Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mainly sunny and a little cooler today. We'll call it a high of 80. Northeast winds this morning go back to the south at 5 to 15 this afternoon. Becoming cloudy, overnight low 59. Rain and temperatures hovering in the low 60s on Friday. Not the best start to the Kansas State Fair. We will turn things around, though, this weekend. Mostly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now partly cloudy, north wind at 10 miles per hour. 59 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning, we had a mostly sunny day with afternoon thunderstorms across south central Kansas Wednesday. Went to a beautiful clear sky and, almost Armageddon. What a photos of that one cloud. Oh, really impressive. Wichita's high temperature, 85 degrees, a normal high, 88. Only 0.05 of an inch of rain at Eisenhower Airport. More than that, as you go east through the city, out about an inch or more. And we had a half inch in my Riverside rain gauge this morning. We had a wind gust of 58 miles per hour. That was at National Weather Service office near Eisenhower Airport. I talked to one of their meteorologists this morning. They had a wind gust at McConnell Air Force Base at 71 miles per hour. So it's like the brunt of the storm was east of the west side, on the east side of town. All right, Ted. On this date, 1957, Ford began selling the Edsel. We've been talking about this morning.
That was its big, huge new car.
Taking it off the market. It was supposed to be kind of a transition between a regular Ford and the Mercury, which was a little bit higher scale. And I've done some research this morning to find out what it is, why the Ford Edsel just didn't ever fly.
What was wrong with it?
The car was intended to fill a mid-market gap between Ford and Mercury, as I said. However, a confluence of poor market timing, a questionable design, quality issues, and confusing marketing doomed the project. Okay. Everything went wrong.
Yeah, selling perfect storm. Nothing went right.
And this is 1957-58. Ford lost $250 million.
Oh.
which was enough to sink the Edsel. It was introduced just as the U.S. was entering a recession, which led consumers to buy smaller, more economical cars.
That's a problem.
And questionable design and branding. The car's signature horse collar vertical grille was mocked by many critics, with some derisively comparing it to a toilet seat.
Oh, well, that's a problem.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess none of the designers thought about that.
The name Edsel was chosen to honor Edsel Ford, but Ford's own research showed no positive association with the name.
That was a problem.
Other suggestions included some from poet Marianne Moore were ignored. Number three on the list, reliability problems. They were plagued with quality control issues, including poorly fitting body panels and technical problems. The Teletouch push-button transmission, which I mentioned earlier, a major selling point, was often unreliable and prone to failure.
Not good.
Yikes. Misleading and excessive marketing, Ford's year-long teaser ad campaign built immense hype with ads showing the car burned, blurred, or hidden under wraps. When the car was finally revealed on E-Day, it failed to live up to the high expectations. Yeah. Wow. The marketing guys.
They built it up too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Manufacturing and production issues. It was not given its own production line. It was built alongside Ford and Mercury vehicles, and factory workers had to frequently retool equipment. Wow. It just didn't work.
Just a cluster.
Everything that could go wrong went wrong with the Edsel.
As thus, over the years, it's become synonymous with something that's just a failure.
Yeah. That's just right. It's a name that's... You know, if somebody's an Edsel or they're doing an Edsel, there you go. New Coke was another one. Remember New Coke?
Well, yeah, I remember it.
All right.
I drank it.
Okay. The NFL season starts tonight.
Yes, it does.
Eagles hosting the Cowboys. And in case there's any doubt, a new poll found that, yes, football is still America's favorite sport.
Why would you waste money on a poll on that?
It's not even close.
No.
48% of Americans follow football at least a little bit. 48%.
I'm surprised it's that low.
Well, that's almost 20% higher, 20 points higher than second place. Got the top 10 for you here. All right.
Okay.
And the number is how many of us pay attention to each one. Okay.
Okay.
Number 10, wrestling. 8%. It has the most haters of any sport on the list. A lot of people hate wrestling. Number 9, MMA gets 8%. MMA, I had to look that up. Mixed martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
It's those people who pound each other in a big cage, mm-hmm. right? Okay. Number 8, tennis, 9%. Number 7, auto racing, 10%. That's kind of surprising. Number 6 is golf, 11%.
Golf is still holding steady.
Yeah. Soccer at 5%, at 12%, that is. Again, soccer has slightly more haters than hockey. And ice hockey comes in fourth at 12%. I got to tell you that I'm not a fan of anyone so far. I know Jad likes ice hockey, but I can never get into it.
Okay. No, soccer, too. Sporting KC several times now. Yeah,
you've been up to see the games. Basketball is number 3.
I was going to say, what's 29%? What's the jockey between baseball and basketball for 2 and 3?
Technically, there's a tie for second.
Oh.
Baseball gets the nod because more people said they hate basketball. Baseball's number 2 at 29%.
Okay.
Football, 48%, as we said. It includes NFL and college games. Or if you somehow follow Canadian football, that counts too.
I do. I've been watching some CFL.
Have you?
Well,
it's an interesting game. It's a whole
different. It's different. It's a little different.
It's a bigger
check
field.
Check in, see what's going on.
But they only have 3 downs, right? It's wide open. And it always has.
It's
a fun game to watch.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. A third of Americans, 32%, said they don't follow any of the 10 sports.
Okay.
There you go. The results are, okay. How about this? A new survey has found that 1 in 8 Americans are overthinkers. And the average person second guesses 41% of their daily decisions. In other words, I tried to put on my shoes and I want the other shoes.
I'm probably this type of person.
Survey found that the average person makes about 50 decisions a day, which is roughly 1.5 million choices made in a lifetime.
50. I'm already overwhelmed just hearing you talk about it.
50. Still, 27% of people admit they're regularly stressed over simple decisions. 27%. That's stuff like anxiety at the supermarket over what to buy.
The average person, according to this research, the average person spends 4 minutes deliberating each item at the grocery store.
Ooh, I do not do that. Oh, That's time wasted right there.
And this is going to sound sexist, but I've always believed that. I've seen studies. Men shop different. So if I want something, I go in, I find it, I go and buy it, and there it is.
I'm the same way.
And I don't look around very much. Now, if I'm going to try on a pair of pants or something, I might do that. But, 4 minutes to make a decision over whether you want milk or not?
Okay. Yeah, it usually seems like I'm behind that person in whatever aisle I'm in. Yeah. Somebody's just standing there. It's like, hey, move it.
Move it.
There's people backing up behind you.
4 minutes, that's about three quarters of the time I spend in my whole shopping trip when I'm going somewhere.
You're in and out. Yep. You've got a stopwatch going on there. Yeah. Well, overthinking, of course. Now, if Shelly and I, in our married life, if we get a big decision, I think we both overthink it, over-discuss it.
Well, that's not a bad thing. Why is that a bad thing?
Well, and I'll go and say, I like this car. Let's buy it. And, let's think about it.
Get a little point, counterpoint.
That's good balance. Right
that's fine.
All right, sir. Stephen Taylor of the Morning here on KNSS. Local Senior Living Company is expanding. Kirk Semenoff coming our way with the Wichita Business Journal update in just a few minutes right here with 1330 KNSS. Stephen Taylor of the Morning, KNSS, 747 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Federal officials planning a new immigrant detention center in Louisiana.
Two.
Sedgwick County Commission approves changes to the county code for stormwater management.
One.
Thunderstorms with high wind and large hail hammers central Kansas. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a traffic accident at K-254 and Rock Road. They still have one lane closed eastbound there, and traffic is still running very slowly through the area, so you'll want to avoid that intersection. Again, that's K-254 and Rock. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 80 degrees. 40% chance for rain and storms tonight. The overnight low 59. For Friday, cooler, 60% chance for rain tomorrow with a high of just 64 degrees. Now partly cloudy. North wind at 10 miles per hour. 59 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A record close for Google stocks on Wall Street Wednesday.
The major averages finishing mixed with the Nasdaq jumping, boosted by tech stocks after Google was spared the worst in its landmark antitrust case. Among the S&P 500 sectors, tech was the best performer, while energy and industrials lagged. Shares of Google parent Alphabet jumped 9%, notching a record close following a judge's ruling that Google will not be required to divest Chrome or its Android operating system, but must share search data with competitors. The Dow winners, Apple, Salesforce, and IBM. The Dow decliners, American Express, Goldman Sachs, and Boeing. The Dow down 25 points, the Nasdaq up 218, S&P 500 up 33. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Local Senior Living Company is expanding. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. A Wichita-based senior living company has added two more properties to its growing national portfolio. Legend Senior Living has purchased communities in St. Charles, Missouri, that's outside St. Louis, and Gainesville, Florida. That brings the company portfolio to 73 residences over Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Colorado, Florida, and Pennsylvania. Legend Senior Living is a 24-year-old company founded in Wichita and has been expanding rapidly in recent years. It added four residences in Florida residences in June, and last year it expanded its headquarters in Wilson Estates Office Park to support growth. The company operates Regent Park and Regent Independent Living in Northeast Wichita, as well as Park West Plaza and The Manor in Northwest Wichita. One of Wichita's biggest residential real estate brokerages has named a new CEO. She's Ashley Haynes, and she's been helping at Keller Williams Hometown Partners' largest team, the Roy Group, helping it grow for the past 11 years. Now Keller Williams has selected her to be CEO, replacing former CEO Amanda Rempe.
Haynes oversees 115 agents over several local teams that make up Hometown Partners, which is the city's third largest brokerage with $466 million in residential sales volume last year. And two Wichita natives who play football at Kansas State have signed NIL deals with their hometown burger place. Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers announced it has signed name, image, and likeness contracts with quarterback Avery Johnson and running back Dylan Edwards. Johnson played high school football at Mays, and Edwards played at Derby. Amounts of the contracts weren't revealed. Freddy's also signed an NIL deal with K-State soccer star Anna Pagano, who's from St. Louis. Freddy's has also announced NIL deals with student-athletes around the country, from Alabama, Oklahoma, Texas, and Arizona State. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Kirk, you're not going to believe this, but when I was a young man playing sports in high school, nobody offered to pay me to be in fact, sometimes they didn't even let me be on the team. You believe that?
Sometimes they paid you to stay away, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a – my whole sporting career as a youth was, I would say, Dickinsonian, you know. It's like a Dickens plot there.
I hear in Charles what Dickens way? Wasn't a very good football player either.
Pardon me?
I hear Charles Dickens wasn't a very good football player either.
He stunk. He stunk. Good golfer, though. We're doing did some research and some sharing of information this morning on America's favorite sports. And I'm sure you're not surprised that football came in number one. Do you have a favorite sport?
Well, growing up, I loved playing basketball because I was taller than everybody. But, you know, as I get older, I still am in love with baseball, I have to admit.
So where's football? Does it come in there anywhere?
Oh, it's a good second. I will sit and watch a day of college football or a day of NFL football, partially because I'm lazy, but partially because I love watching the sport, too.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about my own experience. Truly, growing up in the 50s and 60s, the top sports were baseball number one, and then maybe football, but boxing came in there. Yep. Boxing for years was dead. I mean, my old man, every Friday night, the Gillette Cavalcade of Sports came on, and they'd have a good welter or middleweight fight on there. I saw some of the best on TV. These guys were terrific, but that's kind of gone away. Muhammad Ali and those guys, it's kind of gone away. Were you a boxer?
You know,
go ahead.
Ted and I grew up in the 80s, and I bet you we can name a lot of WBA and WBC champions at a lot of different weight classes, but not anymore.
Not anymore. Nope.
Everything changes, right?
Yep.
Except Steve and Ted. 7,000 shows. We haven't changed a bit since we started out almost 30 years ago.
Yeah, we're the bantamweights of Wichita.
That's right. We're the the Gillette Cavalcade of Sports of Wichita right here. Okay. All right, sir. Anything going on in your world that's exciting that you'd like to tell us about this morning?
Well, I look forward to taking a closer inspection of my roof at some point today. But
I'm just wondering about mine.
How last night went.
Yeah. I was there lying in my bed part of the time and hearing this bump, bump, bump on the roof. I said, oh, boy, that don't sound good. I bet the...
It was a thumping that we don't hear very often.
Yeah, the insurance guys will be out this morning. All right. Thank you, sir. We will check with you again next hour. That's, of course, the Wichita Business Journal update with Editor Kirk Semenoff this morning. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted, as always, we had a lot of good stuff to share with you this morning. Got the latest on last night's hailstorms across central Kansas. Had a couple of them come through Wichita. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
A major golf tournament begins today. In fact, it's just underway in West Wichita right now, so we'll tell you all about that coming up in sports.
Plus, how about entertainment news? Got the Blur coming up?
This might be a blue ribbon edition of the Blur. We got some very good audio coming your way. I'm looking forward to it. Entertainment news in the Blur at 8:35.
And we have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.